It's 90 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A video surveillance company used by many police departments in Tennessee is making changes to how it collects data. Flock Safety, which has cameras working in places like Murfreesboro and Mount Juliet, will keep its data for a shorter amount of time. Originally, the company retained video for 30 days. Now it will keep data for 7 days. Flock has continued to raise intense pushback from residents. At a recent Murfreesboro public hearing, Pamela Jones put a voice to it.
We don't like surveillance. We don't like surveillance we don't even consent to. We don't like a city council that doesn't seem to care about what we think.
And the concerns cross party lines. Residents in East Tennessee can hear from Republican State Representative Jason Zachary in Knoxville on Wednesday night about the issue. Called Flock Off, the event is hosted by Americans for Prosperity and will discuss Flock and other cameras used by police departments. 28 Tennessee projects have been awarded $1 million federal dollars for historic preservation. One of those projects, as WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, would protect an ancient indigenous site.
Middle Tennessee State University was given nearly $40,000 to prepare a National Register nomination for the Castalian Springs Mounds. Those are located in Sumner County, and they feature at least four earthen mounds believed to have been constructed by indigenous people around the year 1250. Becoming a National Register listing helps with historic recognition, tax credits, and gives some protections.
In Nashville, three projects won funding. There's dollars going toward window restoration at Cheekwood and the Lindsley Avenue Church of Christ, plus funds for an architectural survey of North, South, and Southeast Nashville. Tennessee is paving the way for soybean farmers to expand their scope of sales. Soybean production is big business in Tennessee. The state's Department of Agriculture recently joined both the U.S. Soybean Export Council and the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. WKRN reports that could give farmers access to developing export markets, connect them with international buyers, and promote the state's soybean products. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.